Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Savage Nation, Rock and Roll Friday. Any topic is fair game. From impressionist art. I've heard of the phrase shock jock. I've come up with a new phrase. Maybe you can help me perfect it. The British snots who put me on a list with murderers and terrorists, I'm calling them shock pals. That doesn't work, though, because shock jock works together, obvious, the iambic pentameter and all that. And there's simple rhyming. But what would rhyme with, well, we want to use the word shock in reference to a politician that does something shocking. Whatever. It's open mic to mic. Any topic is fair game. I can talk about a boxing match I witnessed last night on Showtime. And I will. I was watching an amazing fight last night between a guy named Arthur Abraham. It was out of Munich, Germany. And Arthur Abraham is a middleweight champion of one of the leagues. And he looks like Putin. It's amazing how closely he resembles Putin. He fights in a very interesting style. And he was fighting a Turkish man named Mahir Oral. Mahir Oral is movie star handsome, tall, lean. And they were actually engaged in a pretty brutal fight, but very civilized. Now listen to what I'm getting at. This was a very civilized fight. I know there are leftists out there who say that boxing is brutish and should be banned, but they forget that boxing has rules. They forget that the referee actually stops the fighting when someone makes a low blow or a boxer gets too hurt. It's a fight, but it's a fight with civilized limits. And that's one of the fundamental elements of Western civilization, civilization. That's why it's called Western civilization. We're human beings. We fight, we argue, but we have rules for doing it. In fact, the rules for boxing were developed in England in the 1860s and were called the Marquis of Queensberry Rules, after the noblemen who endorsed them. You see, in that era, the British had civilized limits on their sports, on their media, and their society, and certainly on their governmental officials. But today, there are no limits. No limits on the media, which is free to broadcast the most far-left rubbish imaginable, such as Obama calling anybody who disagrees with his attempt to hijack the healthcare system enemies of the state, liars, and things of that nature. No limits on society, as you can see from the drunken sluts that stumble around Sunset Boulevard. And no limits on government anymore in what they will do to destroy their opposition. And that's why I like to watch boxing. But that fight between Arthur Abraham and Mahir Oral was interesting to me for a couple of reasons. And I'll tell you one of them. Arthur Abraham is very powerful. Oral is very good looking, as I said. Tremendous physique, but didn't have the same power in his punches as Abraham. And so towards the 10th round of a 12 or 15 round title fight, Abraham knocked Oral down twice or three times. And the referee was very, very touching. I saw him say to the man who had been knocked down, "I can't let you take much more punishment. If you go down one more time, I'm going to have to stop it. Are you okay?" And of course, Oral's a fighter, as a warrior. He said, yes. He goes back and Abraham gets another shot across the head, knocks him down on his knees. Oral comes back up from the eight count and wants to continue fighting. And Abraham, with his left hand, stops the other guy with his right hand, holds his hand up and says no, and points to his own corner, the opponent's corner, and says they want the fight stopped. Now, I've seen fights where a boxer would never have done that. Abraham would have devastated the other guy while he was weak just to destroy him, to break his jaw, to see him hurt, to see him bleed. He didn't do that. That's sportsmanship. I only wish the Democrats behave the same way that the boxers do that Abraham did in this fight. But unfortunately, we have a vicious Democrat regime right now that does not only not follow the Marquess of Queensberry rules, but they have no concept what the rules are. That's my opening. Play some music for me. We'll take the callers on any topic. 1-800-449. Wonder who. I like this.
Who wrote the book of law?
Well, let's see. The Cadillac's in the garage again. Because I drove it once this year. And it... No, it's a great car, but when they sit around, it's a 65 Caddy, 55,000 miles. I took it out on a hot day 3 weeks ago. And I smelled gas. It wouldn't stop. So I took it into the garage, and they found that the gas tank's leaking. Now they have to send it out, and pipes coming out of the tank. Whatever. I like new cars. New is good. But nothing rides like the 65 Caddy. It's like a baby carriage. Wide track. Remember the era of the wide track?